Welcome to The Rural Report, the podcast where we grow ideas and harvest stories from local agriculturalists. I'm your host, Brooklyn Dunn, the Carlisle County FFA Vice President and National FFA in the USA Reporter, and today I'm joined by Bobby Toon. You want to introduce yourself?
I am a fourth-generation farmer here in Carlisle. My son, we farm together. He's fifth, and we've got a grandson that makes six generations. So we raise tobacco, about 90 acres of it, and roughly 1,000 acres of row crop, corn, wheat, and canola.
Today we are talking about Living to Serve. So if you don't know, Living to Serve is the last line of the National FFA motto, and we're talking about how Bobby embodies that today by serving his community. So exactly how are you involved in the community?
So currently serving as the County Farm Bureau President, serve on two advisory committees on the state level, chairman of the Soil Conservation, past chairman of the FSA, run our church as far as the parish council. So have been 35 years volunteer firefighter, kind of have stepped back from that role due to age and knee issues.
It's safe to say that Bobby is very, very involved in our community. Just like he's here today helping with a local contest we're doing. Anytime we need Bobby, Creed and I, anything we need, he's right there willing to help, and we're very thankful for that. So what would you say is the importance of community involvement, or why exactly is it so important to you?
I think you need to serve your community, because if you're not actively involved, someone will run the organizations, whatever, and maybe they don't do exactly what you feel needs to be done. So you have a voice. You need to put that on display. You don't have to be rude or anything about it, but you need to voice what you are concerned about, your ideals, and see them through.
Mm-hmm. How would you encourage others to get involved in the community or be that voice?
So as you well know, the last 5 years, we've taken the chapter leadership here with us to Farm Bureau at state level. You will get to intermingle with our leadership, see how it's ran, maybe get some ideals, and then come back and incorporate it into the community from what you learn from what we do.
And as a part of this chapter, we are so incredibly thankful for Bobby and all the opportunities that he gives us and brings us, because he really gives us a chance to get involved through his involvement with us. Can you tell us a little bit about your farming operation, what you do there, and how it's run?
Okay. Like I said earlier, fourth generation. My son's fifth, grandson's sixth. We are heavily tobacco dependent. We've been as much as 130 acres, kind of backed off of that. The row crop side, we took canola on last year as an additional revenue stream. Always looking for something that has revenue to in this economy. So we're always open to ideals, and that's kind of where we head.
Awesome. How has serving your community, if it has at all, impacted your farming operation when it comes to conflicts or anything along those lines?
I don't really think it has affected my ability to serve, because, I mean, we're all attached to telephones or iPads. So yes, we may be planting, we may be harvesting the crop, but we're always a telephone call away. Instant today, we've had two issues arose, and we've dealt with them over telephone and got them resolved. And I didn't miss a minute of work. Is it chaotic sometimes? Absolutely. But it's just do it.
Yeah, it is really nice how interconnected we are. Just a phone call away or just a text away. That is really nice. And it's inspiring how you put your community first and make them a priority.
So I'm going to flip the script on Brooklyn. What as senior leadership, or seasoned, we'll call us old, what can we do to encourage youth to come and be more efficient in leadership and do more in it?
I would say one of the biggest things for youth, especially people my age, is the opportunity. So I'm a junior, and one of the biggest things that I know Farm Bureau does and other organizations is they provide scholarship opportunities and summer programs or days where we can go and get involved ourselves. And I think that is really special, like creating opportunities for us to go. Also think it's really helpful to what a leader can do is to go out and reach out to students and get involved themselves, because it's different than just Ms. Smith telling us, hey, like, there's this FFA day we can go to, or we're going to go visit this farm or be a part of this, but to actually be involved in whatever we're doing rather than just visiting. I think that is something that is really good. Or like whenever we have the opportunity to serve our community, like being involved in the serving of it, that can also make us, like, as a chapter and just as a youth, like, feel good about what we're doing.
So in essence, you need to be asked.
Yeah.
And exactly. Encouraged.
Yes. Because a lot of youth, they're not going to go and make it a priority to do it themselves unless they are asked to or encouraged or given that push. It's really that push that's needed.
Okay. Fair enough.
To come back to you, what would you say your biggest impact on the community is?
I think the biggest impact is when you can go back and look. I don't really want to call it a legacy. That's mm-hmm. a pretty strong word. But maybe in 5 years, I can come back and say, look at Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. She is here now, and maybe I had a small part of mm-hmm. it. So it's just looking back when you finish things to see people have excelled. Mm-hmm. That would be where I would say that's the benefit.
Well, it's definitely safe to say that you've left your mark here. Mm-hmm. You can see it all over with the amount of community involvement. Everybody knows you, your friendly face, and everybody's super excited to see you. Okay. So. That's thank awesome. You for coming on my podcast today and serving our community like you do.
Appreciate it. Thank you.